It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretched.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Good to have Jimmy controlling the music again. A little new order. Start out my Monday. That's a banger. Nice job, Jimmy. We all had to sit through Solana's music choice. I don't know why on Friday from Gulfstream Park, but sounds like we are back and better than ever. Just like the Miami Heat, by the way. Back and better than ever. That 10-game losing streak is nary a memory at this point. I can't even recall.
We knew what was about to happen, and we're just playing right into it.
Yes, that's exactly what we're going to do. And the Marlins, by the way, listen, I got to tell you, the Miami Marlins have given us more excitement in the first series of the season, the first four games of the season, than many of us, me included, expected for the entire year. I'm not even kidding you. Three walk-off wins in four games. To be 3-1 is nothing short of a miracle. I understand you're playing the Pirates, but to be 3-1 is nothing short of a miracle. But to do it via three walk-off wins is more excitement than we expected from the Marlins. I applaud them. It has been fun as hell.
I was going to say, I never stay in the car. Like, I listen to sports radio. I listen to Joe. I listen to Tobin, Leroy. I listen to everybody. When they had Griffin Conine on this morning, I was dropping off Chaz, and I sat in my driveway to listen to him talk. And if you didn't listen to that interview, go listen to it. He was like, we know people don't believe in us. We're going to have to win grimy games. And we're prepared for that. And to have to start the game with, to start the season with three walk-off type things, we know what to expect over the next, my math isn't that good, 178 or 158, whatever the hell
yeah,
it is.
158, like, yeah.
158, yeah. No, 157, because they're four games in.
You're right, yeah.
Right, 157. But he was like, we knew what team we have. We know what we're dealing with. We know we're young. So, like, listening to Griffin Conine, who had an amazing series, I was like, hell, I could jump on that bandwagon with some young guys.
He had an unbelievable catch over the weekend. His dad, Jeff Conine, Mr. Marlin, was inducted into the Teal Hall of Fame yesterday with the teal jacket. That was cool. I know Solana was at the game yesterday with his fiance and his nephew. Like, a little bit of excitement. It's fun. It's not what we expected, and I love it. So when you go into a season with not just no expectations, but negative expectations, and they give you three out of four exciting games to start the season, sign me up for that every single time. Along that line of thought, Josh Appel will join us today. He was at a couple Marlins games this weekend as well. The NFL owners, they're meeting at the Breakers in Palm Beach. I believe that's where you had your wedding, right? The Breakers up in Palm Beach?
Ooh. Yeah, man. That's a pretty penny up there.
Yeah, that is not an inexpensive facility.
She has to go back sometimes. I said, no, we did it once. You know what it looks like.
That's it. Well, there's a lot of news coming from the owners' meetings. Mike McDaniel met with the media today. We'll talk a little bit about what he said. There's a bit of a debate going on, apparently, as to whether or not the league is going to ban the tush push. There seems to be some growing momentum that it might actually get banned. So we'll have to see how all that shakes out. It's kind of, I wanted to ask Appel about it. We can ask him in the next segment. I wonder if is there any similarities between the tush push and this yoked bat that the Yankees are using now.
Torpedo.
That torpedo, it's legal for anyone. Anyone can use it.
Yeah.
But the Yankees were the ones who saw the opportunity. There was a great picture today. I don't know if you saw Pat McAfee today. It's Jazz Chisholm's bat, and it's like the best look at the torpedo that I had seen, that McAfee had seen. I mean, you see it's bulbous in the part. Mm-hmm. That's Jazz Chisholm, and that bat is bulbous in the middle, but it does not break any rules. And I know the Yankees put up 20 in one of their games over the weekend. I think Aaron Judge hit like 400 home runs opening series, so he's on pace for like 16,000 home runs this season. But I don't know. Are there similarities to that in the tush push? Hey, anyone can do it. If you don't exploit it, that's on you.
100,000%. I actually thought about that. Where, and I'll bring up Griffin Conine again. It's crazy. I would listen to the interview He said baseball bats have been the same for 100 years. Everything in life is evolving. Why wouldn't we expect baseball bats to evolve? Where if you hit it, and I kind of know baseball because Little Chan plays. Why does the tip top of the bat have to be fat? If you hit the tip top of the bat, it's going to foul off anyway,
right,
or pop up. Make the main part of the bat the main part, and then now with it's less drag. I went to MLB Network today because they were talking about it. It's less drag on the top and the bat moves faster, but the main part of the bat that hit home runs and singles and line drives and the good stuff, make that the main focus of the bat. It makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world, honestly. All the sense in the world. The dude, he works for the Yankees. I mean, he works for the Marlins.
Works for the Marlins, yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah. He works for the Marlins, which is the craziest part, so I expect some Marlins to start swinging this damn torpedo. It makes perfect sense. evolution of life, why have these bats been the same for 100 years?
Unfortunately, because of the Marlins, you know, front office issues, they put this guy in charge of creating a cruise ship replica in the outfield that launches fireworks. They didn't realize that they would benefit more by maybe having him work on the bats. And he kept telling him, I'm a bat expert. And they're like, yeah. But can you work? You obviously can work with wood. Make a little cruise ship for the outfield, and we want it to blow off fireworks. Yeah. And so maybe they've wasted the first few weeks of his tenure.
I would like to warn the Marlins organization that his name's Lenny something. He's going to have some job offers that open up here soon. They might want to upgrade him to a better position. Yeah.
He's the Elon Musk of baseball. He's toiling away at the, in the cruise ship in the woodworking department.
He shouldn't be setting off. He shouldn't be setting off fireworks, Hawk. Let's give him a better job.
Anyway, very cool for the Marlins. Very cool for the Miami Heat. You've got the NFL owners meetings going on. We'll keep an eye on that. We've got Counting Crows tickets this week. They're bringing their Complete Suites tour to Hard Rock Live in July. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to see them and special guest Gaslight Anthem. And we'll have tickets every day this week, so just keep listening if you're a Counting Crows fan. Let us begin with headlines. How was the Marlins game yesterday, by the way, Solana?
Electric, and when Griffin Conine hit that home run, I'm not kidding, I have not heard the stadium that loud since the Jose era. I swear, and I go to Marlins games a lot.
Did you stay for the end? You stayed for the walk-off?
I was there late in the game.
Did you stay for the end?
He's lying.
I was, you know, I was in Miami for the end of that game.
I got you. Well, it was a long game. Was it yesterday's game that went extras, or was it the Saturday's?
No, I think yesterday ended in the bottom of the ninth. Saturday's went into
Saturday
extras.
Was never ending.
Yeah. But I parked anyway, the top floor of the roof. So
why are you parking in this parking lot? We've talked about this on this show.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hawk. Maybe because yesterday Miami experienced the worst rainstorm that they've experienced in 20 years.
That's true.
And just walking from the park. I do have some notes for Lone Depot Park if you want to get to them a little bit later. You know,
I'll get to them right now.
I'm not an engineer.
No better time than the present.
And shout out to the Marlins because I had the best time yesterday. I really did. The food is fantastic. They have a pan con steak stand now. Like, they get it. The Marlins get it. They really do it in terms of
I'm telling you, as bad as the Marlins are at times, and they haven't been this season, no one ever leaves that ballpark and says, I had a terrible afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone always has a great time there. And it is. The food is great. The layout of the ballpark is great. Like, it's really, I love it there.
They do some A-plus Hall of Fame type things, but then there's other aspects like Solana's about to get into this parking and this roster. If they could get everything together, it would be stupid to go down there. I love baseball.
But the parking issue is just not going to get fixed. The reality is that there's one road on each side of each parking lot, and there's one entrance to 836, which gets you to 95. Everybody's trying to get to that part. There's 30,000 people at the game yesterday. You're going to sit in traffic. Like it just is what it is.
Which, by the way, true of any ballpark that doesn't have public transportation. Mm-hmm. We don't have public transportation down here that works well. And so this is what you get.
That is. So I honestly, like, I normally Uber to the ballpark and then I'll hang out for a couple hours. I'll go down to the recess club, or I think now it's called the bullpen, whatever. And I wait an hour until the game's over. Then
it's
I get
recess
an Uber.
Anymore.
They changed it. I think it's called the bullpen bar and grill now. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. But you have this beautiful ballpark. You have a roof. When it pours yesterday, I'm not kidding, it was the best activity to do on a Sunday where it was a monsoon in Miami, flooding everywhere, the worst rain Kendall's had in 20 years. Best activity. Go to the Marlins game. You're in a dome.
Time of your life.
But to get from the parking garages into the stadium, there is no covering anywhere. Anywhere. And yesterday, with the amount of rain that there was and the flooding in the stadium, around the stadium, by By the time you get into the ballpark, it didn't matter if you waited it out. It just didn't matter. Soaked. Socks, shoes, all wet. You have to buy a hoodie inside because it was freezing cold when you get in there. Not their fault.
Well, but I will say, I don't think there's a ballpark on the planet that has covered walkways from parking lots unless, you know, the Heat has a parking lot underneath the stadium. Wow. But I don't think there's a ballpark on the planet that has covered walkways, whether you're at Hard Rock or wherever.
Which is why I'm not necessarily ripping the Marlins here. This is not their fault.
Get the bat
Mother
guy
Nature.
On that bat guy can fix anything.
Build one covered walkway.
A little.
Why? Like what? That can't be that difficult. Couple tents.
A little pergola. Throw a little pergola walk. Have the pergola walk.
And then when
it is, nobody has that. Stadiums don't have that.
But we're in Miami, Hawk, and you have to park in the parking garages. And rain is prevalent in South Florida during the summer months.
I mean, I don't hear you complaining about the Panthers. They don't have any kind of covered walkway if it's raining.
Does it rain as much during Panther season?
And they're the Stanley Cup champions. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think that's an unfair criticism.
Again, not a criticism. I said I have some recommendations for the Marlins.
No, and I think Zalana hit it on the head, though. I don't think there's a fix to this, but those parking garages, it's going to take you an hour and a half to get out if you don't leave early.
I can't tell you enough. Do not park in those parking garages. Yeah. I've been saying it for years.
But Zalana getting his little raw shirt wet, I don't know if that's a real criticism.
There's no stadium on the planet that if it's raining, you're not going to get wet walking from the parking lot to the stadium. I mean, that's just reality. There's no movie theater that if it's pouring out, you can't walk from the parking lot to the movie theater. Like, it's just not the way our society is set up.
Well, in Indianapolis, the Colts Stadium, they have all those indoor over the highway walks and all, and you could walk around in
zero
degrees.
But I mean, it's 20 degrees below zero. It's unhealthy to be outside during winter.
I understand. I'm just saying, you said there's no stadium in the world, but there is the Colts Stadium.
No, I don't think, and I've never been to Indianapolis Stadium, but I can't imagine that every exterior lot has a covered walkway to the stadium. I don't buy that.
You can walk around Colts Stadium. I don't even, what's it called?
Lucas Oil Field.
You can walk around Lucas Oil, go to restaurants, go to parking garages, go everywhere, and don't even go outside. Don't even see a bird.
I don't think you can.
I just told you.
I'm pretty sure you're not right.
That's gracious.
And I get it.
I've never even been in Indianapolis.
Minnesota has a skywalk. It's like 8 miles of indoor walking that you can do around malls and stores and all that.
Again, it's not a criticism, Hawk, because I get what you're saying. It's an unfair thing to hold against the Marlins, and I'm not really holding it against them because I think once you get into the ballpark, you have the best time. You really do. But you're in Miami. Torrential downpours during the summer months are common, and baseball is during the summer. And it's built perfectly to add a couple pergolas so that at the very least, you know, you get covered.
I mean, you want to build the farm system or you want some pergolas?
Some pergolas, actually.
I don't know. This farm system ain't working out. Those pergolas are going to work. I'm a pergola guy.
What do you think, Crowder? Bruce Sherman, he's got to shed out a couple million to improve the gyms and the baseball fields in Jupiter, or, you know, 30 racks you pay Abelardo in Hialeah, and, bro, he'll put...
Oh, my God, Cricket Outdoor Living. They do pergolas.
Boom. There you go.
I'm serious. Call him. It's not hard to put up a pergola. All you need is little metal things to hold them.
I don't think I'm authorized. I don't think I'm authorized to do that on behalf of the Marlins or the city.
I'm going to call Bruce. Let's call Bruce.
Okay.
All right, let's do headlines because I don't have enough time with Appel today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All four number one seeds made the Final Four. That is only the second time ever that has happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was some good basketball, and I won a bunch of money.
You won a bunch of money. Your Gators look damn good. You're having fun. We know it from the Hurricanes two seasons ago. This is fun. Yes.
Well, they didn't look damn good until 5 minutes left in the game. They were down 71-61 with 5 minutes left, and they go on a 23-8 run to beat, what was it, Texas Tech, who just peed all over themselves in the final minutes.
Oh. Well, when I said they looked damn good, I didn't watch 1 second of it, so obviously I was just guessing.
Well, there's a... We got some monsters, and Auburn's in trouble. We're one of the only teams that whoop Auburn's ass during the regular season, too.
Oh, I'm rooting for that Joakim Noah.
Huh?
I lost track of this team.
I hate you. Bro, Walter Clayton Jr., Hawk. Just remember one name, Walter Clayton Jr.
All right.
He's not, a monster.
He's not wrong, Hawk. Like, I would take Walter Clayton Jr. on the Heat. He's legit good.
Oh, he's going to the league now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's stupid.
The Heat do play the Wizards tonight. They're on the road. Part of this three-game road trip, they'll play the Wizards tonight, and they're in Boston on Wednesday. They've won four straight. They won on
They should win
Saturday.
Tonight, too. I don't think anyone's playing for Washington tonight, is there?
Well, even if they are, you don't know who they are. Like,
they're in the midst of a tank job. Like,
yeah, that team is miserable. Absolutely miserable.
I just looked because I was going to bet tonight because I'm on a heater. Yeah.
Woo! Heat 9-point favorites on the road.
Nine. On the road. That's crazy. Yeah.
And that's with no Andrew Wiggins either. Remember, the Wizards lost by 53 on Thursday night to the Indiana Pacers. That was the game we were laughing about. That the Pacers let up the final 5 minutes. We're trying not to run up the score anymore.
How about this? OKC hosting the Bulls tonight. I'm all about these Bulls because you know I love Matas Buzelis. Mm-hmm. What do you think the line is? OKC hosting the Bulls tonight.
12?
14 and a half. Oh. I thought it was going to be like 6 or 7. 14 and a half?
The best team in the NBA that's about to run away with the Western Conference that has the MVP. Hawk, the Bulls are not that good.
I know. They're battling the Heat for the worst play-in spot.
I thought 12 was going to upset you. The
Obi
OKC's
White, Josh Giddey, Matas Buzelis, Vucevic. Come on.
You know you're the only person that yells Matas Buzelis while talking about basketball.
Yeah, well, everyone's going to be yelling it by next season because it ain't going to be a secret any longer.
Oh, yeah, big secret.
Okay, you keep talking.
Area 51, Matas Buzelis.
That guy is the next league MVP.
I watched him in a dunk contest. He doesn't know how to adjust.
Yeah, that was a bad showing by him.
You going to do the same thing again?
I'm going to bet it's over tonight, 13 and a half.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm on a heater. I'm not riding that with you.
The Panthers lost to the Habs last night. They, they continue to underwhelm a little bit.
Yeah, it was an ugly one, but you know what? Sunday afternoon, yeah, most of your guys are out. Eh, who cares?
Okay. They got 9 games remaining. They'll play the Habs again. Tomorrow they're in Montreal, 7. They'll play Toronto on the road, the Senators on the road, then Detroit on the road as well through April 6th. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Today, much nicer day than yesterday. Not as much rain. It's around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Throw the spinner!
Hawk and Crowder.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Josh Appel, our friend, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Appel, of course, a play-by-play announcer for the NFL on Sports USA. Does plenty of soccer himself. In fact, he's going to be on the call tomorrow night for Inter Miami 2 versus Miami FC. And he was at a couple Marlins games over the weekend as well. And he's joining us now. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, what do you say after the Marlins walk off 3 wins in 4 games? I said at the beginning of the show, this is a season of not just low expectations, but probably negative expectations. And I think they've delivered more excitement in 4 games than we were expecting all season long.
I mean, guys, there's something about this team. I can't quite put my finger on it. Just feels special. Something about them.
He has texted to me and Whittingham 500 times. There's something special about this team since opening day win. So he's going to work that in numerous times during the entire summer, I would imagine. But he is sticking Josh, with the tape. There is something special about this team.
Was it the competition? Because they're about to play the Mets here coming up. I know they're not the greatest, but
we can't talk about how they're playing teams that are bad when they themselves are looked at going into the season as one of the worst rosters ever assembled. They're never going to score a run. They're never going to win a game. They're going to lose 150 games. We can't be playing that game. And then when they win, oh, well, the other opponent isn't as good. Well, yeah, the Pittsburgh's probably not going to do much this year. They're probably going to make a managerial change if this type of play continues from them. But to Hawk's point, like when you have no expectations, it's like enjoy the ride here. Like how awesome of a weekend was it for Griffin Conine, right? He robs the home run with one of the catches of the year in the third game of the series. And then yesterday, on the day that his dad is the first inductee officially into the Marlins Legends Hall of Fame, Griffin homers to tie the game late. And like it takes a lot for me to, you know, have genuine like reactions to moments in sports, but like I turned to Danny Alvarez, who covers the Marlins, and I showed him my arm. Like I like legitimately got goosebumps at that moment because he had like 40-ish family and friends there, obviously to celebrate Jeff, but Griffin to put the cherry on top of that day with the home run and the weekend he had. It's really cool. Wearing his dad's number, like it's awesome. And there are a lot of fun stories on this team, and there are still some players we haven't yet gotten to watch, like potential pillar Connor Norby, starting on the IL, so hopefully he's back at some point. But look, when you have no expectations and a bunch of guys who are just trying to prove themselves, they're fun to root for. The games are fun, and that's all you can really ask for.
How about we let Matt Mervis hit against lefties, okay? We're getting a little cutesy here already early in the season.
Eric Wagaman, 2 hits.
I can't complain.
Josh, I got to ask about like Griffin Conine, because I've been to his dad's poker tournament, like Mr. Marlin, all that stuff. Is Griffin, like, is he is he talented enough to play at this level? Because is it his dad's name? Is his last name making him? Because I just watched him make a man, and he looks like a damn superhero out there. He looks like Captain America. Is he? Can he play in the major leagues like that?
I think Griff can, and I think you look at the physical attributes, but also how hard he plays the game. I think he's got underrated defense. Last year, and I think even this weekend, he had an outfield assist, but he's got a really strong arm, a ton of power, and I mean, the catch he made in that third game of the series, reaching over the wall in left field, is one of the better catches you'll see all around baseball. Griffin Konine can play at this level, and all he needed was a shot. And I don't know if it's, you know, as a third, fourth outfielder platoon type role, but there's definitely a place for him at this level. And it's really cool that he is coming into his own as a big leaguer with the Marlins.
Let's get to the important stuff. What'd you eat at the ballpark? Solana was saying they have a beefsteak sandwich. Now, the food offerings at Loan Depot Park have always been great. We had Cunha on last week. He went for opening day on Thursday, and he had 8 chicken thighs and a black coffee, which, you know, is just bizarre. Yeah.
But also not surprising.
Green apples. Don't forget about it.
Oh, yeah, the apples. Two green apples.
Well, were they green apples or were they pears?
Yeah. Great question. But we don't have time. What did you eat at the ballpark while you were out there this weekend?
So I only went on Sunday. And I did a lap around the concourse trying to figure out what I was going to eat. I saw the build-your-own hot dog stand at the change-up. And then I saw they have hand-breaded chicken tenders, which are not the same as the regular ones. It's different French fries, different everything. So I tried the hand-breaded chicken tenders with the waffle fries.
Yeah.
And they were delightful.
Hmm. I don't know about that, chicken tenders, because yeah, like a dog and a beer. No dog and a beer?
I'm very specific about how I eat my hot dogs, and I can't do the ones at ballparks. It's just, I can't.
Really?
Yeah. I need them like well done on the grill, like charred for me to eat them.
How do y'all feel about this? Because I went to the Miami Open this weekend, and my kids, they don't say tenders anymore. They say tendies.
Tendies.
It pissed me off because they both kept saying, no, I want some tendies. I was like, those are tenders. What is tendy a new thing? Because that's lame.
Did you ever think that they were just saying that knowing that it would make you angry? So they kept on repeating tendies after the first time when they noticed it made you upset?
I've had that happen to me.
Josh.
Tendies and nuggies.
If you have kids, they know what makes you upset. And my kids know what makes me upset. They show me videos of little guys eating burritos on Instagram because they know I'm going to go crazy as soon as I see the video.
I get the memory pop up on Facebook every year when David went through a phase calling me Mrs. Daddy because it just annoyed the hell out of me in the morning. Hey, Mrs. Daddy, you're taking me to school in the evening. Hey, I had a good day at school, Mrs. Daddy. And it would drive me crazy. And the more it drove me crazy, the more he amped it up.
But that's you. He learned that from you.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't be angry. I mean, I could be angry, but then, you know, after. He's got it.
I can't deal with it, Josh. I really can't. I go nuts.
What do you have at the ballpark, Solana?
So I had my nephew who I took to the ballpark. He wanted the first thing was ice cream and a mini helmet right away. So first inning, I'm having soft serve swirl. You go vanilla or chocolate, you go swirl every time. In a mini helmet, down that I ate like 3/4 of it because I'm gonna hype up the kid with all that sugar in the first inning, no shot. Then he wanted, you know, Kyle, we speak Spanish, so he wanted pollito con papa, and I got the chicken tenders,
the tendies
that Appel's talking about with the waffle fries. They happen to be delicious. I ate 75% of that as well. We got an arepa. Guess what? I ate 75% of the arepas.
It's not like the one you get outside a stadium that's just the cornmeal and mozzarella. Like, they got the real fillings.
Unfortunately, though, Hawk, still a Pepsi product stadium. Mm. Sorry to report that.
Mm.
I will say, if you're there, the Smash Burgers, the line was too long or else I would have gotten that. But the Smash Burgers they have there, which also come with those waffle fries, excellent.
Mm.
Very good.
And then the pan con bistec. The pan con bistec.
So was that good?
They have a kiosk, like a couple ladies there with a flat top just cooking pan con bistecs. Comes with plantain chips, mariquitas. Fire, man. Just absolutely fire.
Yeah, Lone Depot Park does good food. They legitimately do good food. And you know, we're not partners with them. We're partners with the Panthers. I wish the Panthers had better food. They have $30 potato.
I wish the Marlins had the turkey carving station with the sandwiches.
That guy should open a restaurant at this point. I mean, the line would be
That's
around the
my
building.
My best friend.
I know. You don't know.
Probably should hire him for yours. Yeah.
Huh? Hey, man.
At Hard Rock.
Bro, we'll talk about it later, Hawk. I didn't want to bring it up, but crack killed this Miami Open.
Woo! Really?
Oh, my goodness gracious. High profile these rich crowd, people, yeah. These rich people spend money.
No.
Yeah. What, I wanted to take the price up day three. They wouldn't let us.
Appel, we talked a little bit about this Yankees bat scandal, the torpedo bat. These big, giant hammers. What do you make of it? I made the analogy. It's almost like the tush push, which they're talking now at the owners' meetings up in Palm Beach. Should the NFL ban the tush push, even though anyone can do it? It's not illegal. Anyone can do it. Same thing with these bats, correct?
Yeah. The Yankees got them approved by baseball. I think they just all they have to do is meet a certain criteria of certain measurements, according to the league. And outside of that, as long as you meet those requirements, you can use the bats. And the guy who actually came up with this concept is on the Marlins coaching staff, like a full-blown, full-time member of the Marlins coaching staff. And it wouldn't be surprising if you started to see the Marlins slowly but surely get some of those into the rotation there. And
kind of a whiff, though, that they don't have him in rotation already. Like, wouldn't you pull him aside maybe today and say, you know, when we hired you, you didn't think about mentioning big, giant hammer bats that you had created for the Yankees?
Well, I'm sure it's a comfort thing for certain guys. Maybe the Yankees started doing it a little earlier when he was part of the organization last year, and they were ready to start with it this year.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I'm just saying baseball players are a little superstitious, a little stitious, a little, you know, they want their routines to be the same. They want the feel to be the same.
They don't want to hit big, giant monster dongs.
It's funny. Aaron Judge said that, because Aaron Judge is like, yeah, hell, he hit four home runs or something already, 12 RBIs. They asked him about the torpedo bat. Aaron Judge was like, I think I'm doing pretty good with the bat I've been using. So yeah. I see what he's saying. Yeah.
But like the whole concept of it, like I heard somebody liken it to Formula One, when a team will find a little adjustment they can make to make the car like a second or two faster, a tenth of a second faster. That kind of feels like what this is, and others didn't get to it first, and the Yankees were first to it, and it's legal, and I have no issue with it. I think, I feel like it's good for baseball, because we're talking about it. It's baseball's kind of like dominating the conversation now. Yeah,
more home runs.
That's great. The funny thing is that Yankee Stadium is a little league field, like 313. Out to the left and right field. We have wall scrapers that would be pop outs in any other fly outs in any other ballpark getting out there. And now we're adding on top of that the torpedo bat. So I guess they don't have to worry about wall scrapers anymore.
You'll bet Yankee overs is what you're saying. When
I got
home.
Burned. I got burned the day that they hit three home runs on three consecutive pitches to open the game. I had no runs in the first inning.
So my kind of
got
bet.
You on the nerfy.
Crowder's been hammering them with the with the March Madness tournament. Crowder's just been riding his Gators, man.
Oh, my goodness. I'm riding these Gators, Josh, and killing them. It's crazy. I mean, the ones. What you got? What do you have? Because I got Florida Duke. I really do. I put my money where my mouth is. But Florida Duke coming out of this.
Yeah, I in all my brackets that nobody cares about, I also have Florida Duke in the final with Florida winning. I always feel bad going chalk. Like picking all 4-1 seeds or picking 3-1s and a 2, which is what I did this year. But I mean, these are the four best teams by a lot. Like all the metrics support that. And, you know, I saw somebody say, it's interesting how we want the best four teams in the college football playoff. We want the best four teams in everything. And then we get the best four teams in college basketball and people are angry. Like,
well, we love the surprise stories.
Of course we do. We also want the best teams and we're getting
But, Hawk, we talked about it. They talked about it again. We talked about it, Hawk. We talked about this a week and a half ago. The NIL stuff is going to stop Cinderella stories because Florida and Auburn and Michigan State could spend $8 million on their team, and James Madison has $200,000. I think the Cinderella story is dead with the NIL stuff.
I still think this is a one-year aberration. And by the way, I think that it would have killed college football in a way that it hasn't either. I mean, you would assume that Alabama would just win every national championship because they have, A, pipeline to the NFL, but B, more money than anyone to spend. I still think there's room for upstart surprises.
But, Hawk, they don't. Like, what was it, SMU? Like, that Texas money is just as long as Alabama money. But nobody looked at SMU like that. Like, not when it's financially supportive. It's crazy because kids are going to go get $2 million over $100,000.
But how many other schools are going to see what Houston has turned into, where they were an irrelevant program until Kelvin Sampson got there, and now they've got more wins in the tournament over the last however many years since he got there. And I wonder how many schools that are on like Houston's level will be like, maybe we can get some donors to invest in this program, or the athletic department to invest in this program. We can also be the next Houston and be a part of the Final Four or number one seed every year.
But can't you say across sports, football, even basketball, there's always going to be the outlier in recruiting, the CJ McCollum, yeah, who went totally unnoticed by top schools, goes to Lehigh, and then drops 30, knocks Duke out in the first round. Like, there's always going to be those instances. Guys get overlooked in certain parts. Maybe they're injured. They get to a program 2 years later. You know, they're at the level to be at a major D1 school. They just didn't have the same.
But it's why publicity. I say that Cinderella stories will exist, because you'll have guys who fell through the cracks. They'll have an amazing season, lead their team to the Final Four. Then they'll get plucked by the majors. But you still have that one season where they're a surprise.
That's exactly what happened with FAU. And then they all went to Michigan and nearly ran it back another year.
Right. Josh Appel. He is our official fill-in host on this radio station when one of us isn't here. So hopefully he'll be on several times this week, as I'm about out of gas. It's only Monday. Yeah, you can handle tomorrow and tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Josh, and then I'll come back swooping in on Friday.
You got 3 days to break down Mets Marlins. Juan Soto.
Thank you,
there's
Josh.
Something about this team.
Don't push it. Yeah, don't push it. All right, we'll see you, buddy. See ya. There you go. Josh Appel. Take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder after this.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Appel, is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.